Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mike Scarborough, TigerBait.com, joining us now at Scarborough Mike on Twitter. Mike, the theme of this show basically has been, and I'm sure it's been all week for you at TigerBait.com, hey, really, there's some checks that you want to box in games like this. Hey, is your offensive line improved from last week? Take the wraps off of Joe Burrow, et cetera, to make sure you're ready for SEC play, Mike.
Yeah, and keep that offensive line healthy and don't get nicked up. Yep. You know, I honestly believe that last week in the second half against Miami, they pulled back some, and there were some things that they had planned to do that they didn't need to do or show. And so, you know, they're going to have, I think, some different wrinkles at Auburn next week. But tonight, stay healthy. Run your offense. Get the passing game going a little bit. And then I guess the question in the second half is, at what point might we see Miles Brennan? So, you know, looking at Southeastern's record against FBS schools and just the difference between the two programs and where they're at, I don't know if Southeastern's going to be able to get in the end zone or get in field goal range, but I know Dave Rand is going to see if he can get his defense to pitch a shutout tonight.
Mike, look, after last week's game against Miami, it was a pretty – I thought it was a pretty hard-hitting, you know, physical game. How does LSU look health-wise going into this week against Southeastern?
Well, I mean, everybody knows what happened with Chase on and right. McGee. And McGee will be two to four weeks.
Yep.
You know, I don't know if they can get him along quicker than that, but you just, you know, when you lost Ingram to start fall camp and that legal issue, you just had no margin for error, and now you lose McGee. Look, they're going to need Traore to stay healthy and not have any more injuries and hope Deculus can come along. You know, that skill becomes a focus. You know, last week when we talked, I was really wanting to pay attention to Lloyd Cushenberry and thinking that he might be an issue for LSU up front, and he had an outstanding game. And Coach Orgeron said Tuesday that, you know, only Damian Lewis scored higher than him for last week. So that was a big positive on the offensive line, which everybody going to last week figured was the weakest link on the offensive side of things.
Mike Scarborough at TigerBait.com, at Scarborough Mike on Twitter here on Tiger Tailgate, and Herb Tyler, Christian Garrick. And Mike, how big of a loss will it be for Kalavon Chaisson on that Tiger defense?
That's a pretty big loss. You know, certainly you got Andre Anthony and Ray Thornton there that are also very capable. LSU does have a lot of quality linebackers. And on one hand, you lose a guy like that, but it's, you know, you look at what Dave Aranda's done when you know he's maybe got the deficiency here or there. He's able to tailor his defense to you know, keep some things hidden or bring pressure from different directions. You definitely want to give him the benefit of the doubt that he's going to have a solution, and then you won't even notice it. I mean, we saw that in his first year when you had all those guys missing from the ball game, and the defense looked better than they did all year.
Mike, humor me if you will, please, on this next question. LSU came in ranked 25th; they're now ranked 11th. Whatever, it's AP polls that are early, and it's just too hard to peg a team this early in the season. But nonetheless, so last week they were considered the underdog. This week, obviously, they're going to be the overwhelming favorite. Vegas sometimes, in some sports books, won't even put out a line on this game, LSU and Southeastern. But do you worry about last week at being the underdog? That's something that they perhaps rallied around. Now I want to see how they handle a little success.
Yeah, and, you know, I think if you watch Coach Orgeron on Tuesday, you know, I don't know that he embraces the big jump in the rankings. But you can tell by his comments that he knows that they've got a lot of work left to be done. And I think he honestly knows, and he kind of let in some of the statements he said and the way he worded it, let you know that Miami was highly overrated. So, you know, most LSU folks that I've talked to this week think that big jump in the AP poll to number 11 was pretty extreme, and that LSU's not there yet. So take care of business tonight. Stay healthy. We'll look to see tonight if we get those famous suspensions that get carried out against non-conference games, you know, taking role in pregame warm-ups to see who's not dressed out. And then you go to Auburn next week, and that's always a tough one. Some great LSU football teams have gone to Auburn and not had success. It's just it's a hard place to win.
Well, Mike, I can tell you this. I went to Auburn twice and won twice, so I can't speak on that. with that being said, look, let me ask you a question. And the one
and
reason
I was,
why
that,
we
that, Herb, that, Herb, that was the heyday, by the way. That was when LSU Auburn was the game.
Yeah.
Whoever won that game.
Yeah, we won that. Yes, absolutely. That barn burner game was really amazing. And one of the reasons, or main reasons why we did win those two games in Auburn was because of tight end play. We had David LaFleur and Nicky Savoy. How much do you think the tight ends will start being utilized in the offense today?
Yeah, you know, was that something they held back? Or was there a reason that Foster Moreau was not involved? Certainly he came out in pregame warm-ups wearing the knee brace. You know, we reported last Wednesday immediately that he wasn't participating in practice that day and was told there was nothing, and he was back out there the next day, and then we see a knee brace 2 days later, 3 days later on Sunday. So, you know, is there a reason for it, or is it just they didn't get to it, or, you know, because of the issues with the offensive line needing a tight end to primarily – be blockers. I know Foster Moreau last week was talking about how he wanted to double his reception total from the year before. Well, he's already a game out, so we'll see.
Mike Scarborough, TigerBait.com, at Scarborough. Mike, can we flip the script a little bit, talk a little recruiting, Mike?
Yeah, go ahead. Last night we were at U-High Southern Lab, and boy, I'm kicking myself. I was all set to go to Ponchatoula Denham Springs. The weather looked awful. Got a guy, a friend of mine who lives two blocks away from Denham Springs. He said, man, it's a monsoon out here. I didn't go. And then T.J. Finley, LSU's 2020 quarterback commitment, has 9 touchdowns, 7 throwing. I mean, absolutely sick last night when I saw that
my
stat
goodness.
Line. Yeah.
Hey, I want to see if you agree with Alan
62.
Waddell.
Go ahead.
Wow, nice, nice.
So I want to see if you agree with Alan Waddell. You know, Alan, part of our prep coverage, also part of the Southeastern Lions radio network, and he covers high school football for us. And he said that this is one of the more talent-rich recruiting classes in this state that he's seen in a long, long time. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, and what's staggering is the quality of the players in the Baton Rouge and Florida parishes. It's you know, it used to be where in my line of work we very rarely spent much time in the Baton Rouge area because there wasn't much here. You'd have somebody Redemptorist here and there, maybe one at Catholic High. Now you've got multiple schools with multiple prospects, and not just ones that LSU's offered, but other major FBS FCS schools, Power Five conference schools have offered. I mean, it never fails. I go to see one kid at a major school, high school, and I'm seeing two or three other kids that I know can play for mid-majors.
Mike Scarborough, TigerBait.com. What can folks find to check out there, man?
Yes, check us out. We've got interviews with Jaqueline Roy, the top two defensive linemen for 2020 after their U-Highs win over Southern Lab last night. The Cardell Thomas interview we did, of course, LSU's five-star offensive line commitment after a loss was about as gracious as you get. I'm going to hate the fact that we don't get to interview freshmen once he gets on campus at LSU. He's just so mature and a great kid to listen to. Gave a lot of credit to you, High. I was at Walker versus Broadmoor Thursday night. Jalen Cook, LSU, point guard offer from Will Wade, plays wide receiver, had a big night. We've got that all for you at TigerBait.com.
Mike, appreciate the visit and the insight, man. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Hey, talk soon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.